Now, I have a few stories of Levitzak Bender, as much as the time permits. Levitzak's learning in the house of his father-in-law was beyond the normal way of people learning. People were afraid to talk with him, even a slight talk, because they knew they were causing bitul Torah. He was closed in a room learning all day, and even when his wife wanted to give him something warm to eat, to drink, or a cookie or something to eat, she was very hesitating. Should I open? Should I not open? And even right, even if he did open, she put it on the table and ran out right away and had to talk to him not even a second. Initially, Rabbi Yitzchak wanted to be the people who would sit and learn their whole life. But in those days, there was a situation of pikuach nefesh mamish. Mamish, people, you could die from hunger. Right? And he had to go find what to do. He didn't know what to do, so he went and asked his Rebbe, Rabbi Avraham Bar Nachman, what to do. And Avraham told him that Rabbi Natan was asked one this question, and this Rabbi Natan answered. What did he answer? He answered in a mashal. A mashal is a parable. There was once a person who was given a gift of a barrel full of golden coins. Amen. And everyone. Say amen.
Amen.
Good. And they made with him a condition. As much as you can count in 1 hour is yours. Whoa, he counted really fast. As he was working, he became very hungry. But he knew how important his these moments are. Every moment he could get another coin. He's going to go eat now because he's a little bit hungry. So what did he do? Instead of sitting down and having a meal, he had a piece of bread. He grabbed it. As he was counting, he was biting into the bread. Tacha, he was so busy with what he was doing. And a little bit he ate. Yeah. And his hands were working non-stop. That's what Abbasan says. So Abbasan told him like this. If you go out to work, and your work will be in this way, fine, you're working, but you're just doing it as something on the side, your hands are still working, and you're still really busy into learning, you're going to grow, right? And don't worry, you won't even need the Bechla Parnasa. But if this is not the situation, so go and work. That's what he told him. And he basically told him, listen, you have to do Cheshbon Nefesh. You see, if you're in this very high level, any second of your life, you only sit and learn. So don't worry, Hashem will provide you. But if you're not at that level, and you do waste your time here and there and do things, yeah, then go find yourself a job. Rabbi Yitzchak decided that he's not in that level, that he doesn't nullify from Torah any second. And he went to see what he could do. So what did he do? He was doing a business. He was buying wheat and selling, not wheat, wheat flour and selling wheat flour. So he went to Baldichev. Right? But of course, he wasn't a businessman. So many times he was robbed by people. They said, if I sold in this amount, and he had to sell it for cheaper. And he saw that he can't do it, so he left it and he decided to teach. They teach children. Teaching children fit in more than being a businessman. So that's what it was. Parnasa was in the beginning when he first got married. He was teaching little children. In Kimrich, the city where he lived, the town where he lived, Oblevitz was considered one of the most important avreichim and those and the most the important avreichim. Then he continued serving Hashem every night. He used to get up chatzot, crying about the destruction of Beis Hamikdash and the exile of the Shekhinah, said to chatzot, and then he's do. More than 1 hour, he's bothered to do it, a long time he's bothered to do it, which we did his whole life. Afterwards, he sit and learn many hours until the prayers, till the time of the morning service, which is called Shachris in our language. Yeah, and then he's done Vasikin, and that's the way we're talking now. That's what he did for the rest of his life, for 70 years. That's what he did. He went to sleep early. After Meir, he got up chatzot, he cried, he did his bodhidut, he learned till the morning, he davened nets, he continued learning until night. That's it for the rest of his life. for 7 years to teach also. Ikviuta Abba, b'kiyum tzedah limud avodah atzma shnatar atzma tani dirah mechad vina. His consistency in learning and what he learned was exactly, and the amount of learning he took upon himself was beyond. It was very special. Everyone, for 70 years, he didn't stop, like a chapter, nonstop. Okay, he served his creator in the most simple way. By the way, the first Mishnah Berurah that is written, it says in Chelek Aleph, right in the beginning, he says there over there that a person is born to serve his maker. That's where you're born. Okay, and anything we do, we're here to serve our maker. He was a yaki in the order of things in his life. When he goes to sleep, when he gets up, what he learns, how much he learns, it was in order precise, his whole life. Doesn't make a difference if there's a wedding of the family, nothing. He was boom, boom, boom. That was his way in life. Top, Bezad Hashem, Machar, Nachon Namshich, Bezad Hashem.